Yeah, I agree.
Everybody, please stand for the flag salute.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. The time is 8:27. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Rogers. He is absent, excused.
Apologize for our late start tonight. We had some pressing executive session that we had to get through. Let's go to minutes, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for September 3rd, 2019. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
We have executive session minutes for September 17, 2019.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Abstain.
Yes.
Thank you. Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you. And that's it for minutes.
Communications.
The Nutley Chamber of Commerce has submitted an event application to host Santa's arrival at the Nutley Town Hall Park Oval on Friday, November 29th, between 1 and 3 p.m., with a rain date of November 30th, from the hours of 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Need a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Discussion. Commissioner Evans.
Yes, Mayor. On September 17th, we held our annual tax sale. This includes both property taxes and water. It deals with properties that are in arrearages from 2018. A total of 17 properties were in the sale for property tax arrearages, and 53 properties were in the tax sale for water arrearages. The total value was $129,479.28. Our total levy for the town is over $115 million, so it's very minor in relation. And many of these liens have actually been redeemed by the owners since the 17th, so it's very consistent with last year. Thank you, Mayor. I needed to read that into the record.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for October 1st, 2019. Public Affairs, $119,132.67. Revenue and Finance, $2,894,912.15. Public Safety, $32,003.17. Public Works, $37,321.48. Parks and Public Property, $722,927.51. Overtime Payroll, $39,560.10. Total payroll, $802,064.96, for a grand total of $4,702,706.63.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interest of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move to Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner? Announcements?
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to thank all of my colleagues up here for their help and having us pull off what was probably the best fall festival in the park ever. We had over 100 vendors. We had our farmers market very well represented, and the white peaches were out of this world, by the way. So I'll be back again this week for more of those. It was a wonderful event. It was attended by thousands of people. There were so many people we couldn't get a good count, but we do have some aerial shots that we hope to put up on the website. So I just want to thank everybody for all your help.
Commissioner, it was a great event. The great weather.
Yeah.
I would say 4,000 to 5,000 people, easy, mm-hmm. through the park. You know, many from outside of town coming through to see our beautiful park and spend money with our vendors, and hopefully maybe went to some of our restaurants and other shops while they were in town. So
I would hope so.
Great event.
Yeah, and our people were walking around very proud that they live here and that we have these type of events and this kind of unity on the Board of Commissioners and how everyone pulled together, you know, police, fire, rescue, DPW, revenue and finance, health, I mean, you name it, the entire group. And I just want to give a special thank you to my Parks Department people. There aren't many of them, but they are outstanding individuals, and they did an excellent job.
Good job, Commissioner.
Commissioner, I only wanted to add to that was that it was a beautiful day. I was a little worried in the morning because it was very cloudy.
A little cloudy, I'm with you.
But the weather turned out to be beautiful, and it was so nice. I was down at the park earlier, and to see the number of town employees that were so involved with setting that up and making it look great. It was nice, and even you, Joe. I watched you, you know, cruising around, making people, you know, feel very welcome and very warm while you were actually there to protect them. So I thought it was great to see the presence of everybody.
Great selection,
was
Commissioner.
So it was really
that's my job to thank him, Commissioner. You just stole my line.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to hear that for the next 10 years that I didn't thank him then.
Yeah. Okay. and thanks for the tip on the white peaches.
White peaches, excellent.
I just like to say it was probably one of the nicest events I've been to. The weather couldn't have been beautiful. The parks are stellar in Nutley. I drove through them again today, and the Parks Department did an awesome job. DPW with you, Mr. Mayor, with the Farmers Market, and I am very proud of my good friend Joe over there to do the job he did. And Joe's got an unbelievable sense of keeping the drama down at all the events he goes to. He's not one of the guys that throw gasoline on the problems. So thank you. I know we had another special on Freeland Avenue doing the traffic. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I was proud to be from Nutley that day. I mean
Absolutely.
That. So thank you. Mr. Mayor, if I can, I just have a comment at the end of the meeting, if you can give me a couple minutes. Thank
no
you.
Problem.
Mayor, it's just two quick points. October 11th is the DMV mobile unit. We'll be down at the Parks Department from 10 till 2. Just a reminder, there's in addition to the services that they provide, which is vast, just a reminder that if your motor vehicle is within 60 days of having a need to be reinspected, you can actually bring your car down to Parks on the 11th and it will be inspected. The other thing that is in the materials that I wanted to just put a note on is if you are a disabled veteran and you have your DD-214 or DD-215 record, you can actually go down to the motor vehicle unit and actually get a placard that will exempt you from having to pay parking meter fees. So I think that's just another point that we should encourage people to take advantage of. And that's statewide. So those are just things we have to put up. The other, just real quick, is a reminder that October 15th, we won't have a meeting before then. It'll be that night, but the municipal clerk's office will be open late for voter registration. Thank you, Mayor.
And Public Works will be giving out 10 free leaf bags to anybody who comes out on Saturday from 8 to 1 at the town garage. So leaf season is coming quickly, even though it doesn't feel like it today and tomorrow, but it will be here before we know it. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Whereas NJSA 48:4-87 provides that the Director of the Division of Local Government Services may approve the insertion of any special item in the budget of any county or municipality when such item shall have been made available by law and the amount thereof was not determined at the time of the adoption of the budget. Whereas said director may also approve the insertion of any item of appropriation for equal amount. Section 1. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby requests that the Director of the Division of Local Government Services to approve the insertion of an item of revenue in the budget of the year 2019 in the sum of $3,000, which item is now available as a revenue from the Cooperative Forestry Assistance Program pursuant to the provisions of statute. Section 2. Be it further resolved that a like sum of $3,000 be and same is hereby appropriated under the caption of General Appropriations, Operations Excluded from 5% Caps, Cooperative Forestry Assistance Program in the amount of $3,000. Be it further resolved that the above is a result of revenues available for the Cooperative Forestry Assistance Program. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas NJSA 48:4-87, basically the same resolution, provides that the Director of Division of Local Government Services may approve the insertion of any special item in the budget of any county or municipality when such item shall have been made available by law and the amount thereof was not determined at the time of the adoption of the budget. Whereas said director may also approve the insertion of any item of appropriation for equal amount. Section 1. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey hereby requests the Director of the Division of Local Government Services to approve the insertion of an item of revenue in the budget of the year 2019 in the sum of $3,000 for the Green Community Grant Program pursuant to the provision of the statute. Be it further resolved that a like sum of $3,000 be and same is hereby appropriated under the caption of General Appropriations. Be it further resolved that the above is the result of revenues available for the Green Community Grant and that the municipal matching share for the Green Community Grant in the amount of $3,000 is included in the 2019 adopted budget and is hereby appropriated for said purpose. Be it further resolved that the Township Clerk forward one certified copy of this resolution to the Director of Local Government Services. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of water charges in the amount of $116.22 for Block 2402, Lot 19. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My next three resolutions, 237, 238, and 239, for 19 are basically the same. I'm going to read the first one and then I'll refer to the other two by resolution number. Thank you. All right. And it's okay for me to consolidate. Right? All right. Thank you. All right. Whereas New Jersey Statute 54:4-3.3 provides certain war veterans who have suffered serious disability while in service a full tax exemption on their principal residence. And whereas Mr. Daniel Fasselli was granted a full exemption from payment of property taxes from February 19, 2019 and all subsequent years for Block 8900, Lot 12, known as 27 Brown Street on May 7, 2019 via Resolution 128-19. Whereas Mr. Fasselli received a homestead rebate in error for the year 2016, which was applied to the fourth quarter of 2019's property record. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that the Treasurer being she is hereby authorized to refund the 2016 homestead rebate in the amount of $416 that was incorrectly applied to the fourth quarter property tax. $408.16. Thank you. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
238.19 is for Mr. Michael Walsh related to Resolution 170.17. The same point as the 2016 homestead rebate was applied in the amount of $409.19. I move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And the last one is 239-19 for Mr. Dennis Cedron, Resolution 129-19, which granted his exemption. Same thing for the homestead rebate, which was applied and errored for the year 2016, in the amount of $404.37. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco?
Whereas across the nation, traffic crashes caused 36,750 fatalities in 2018 and are the leading cause of death for young people ages 15 to 34. And whereas in New Jersey, 563 individuals lost their lives in traffic crashes in 2018. And whereas pedestrian-related crashes accounted for 31% of state's traffic fatalities. Whereas motorcyclists and pedestrians face increased risk on New Jersey's roadways as people opt for alternative modes of transportation. Whereas 53 motorcyclists and 165 pedestrians were killed in New Jersey in traffic-related crashes in 2018. Whereas safer driver behaviors such as buckling up every ride, obeying posted speed limits, stopping for pedestrians in crosswalks, and using crosswalks when walking, avoiding aggressive driving behaviors, never driving impaired, wearing proper safety gear while riding a motorcycle or a bicycle, and focusing solely on driving by avoiding distractions can dramatically reduce the number of traffic-related injuries and deaths. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, hereby proclaim October 10, 2019, Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day, and call upon everyone to put their life-saving behaviors into practice to improve safety on the roadways in our communities and throughout the state. Before I move this on, I'd just like to say that our crosswalks in Nutley, our pedestrians, where they cross, please show courtesy there. I know everybody's in a race. Could you imagine having to be the person that hits anyone and takes their life because we're rushing? It's a big problem in Nutley. So we posted areas. We give out tickets. We have had fatalities because of it. So it's not just the trouble that you're going to get in. It's something that you're going to have to live with the rest of your life that is way greater to me than a summons or having to go to court. So I read this resolution in good faith, trying to send a message to all our residents saying, please, the traffic in Nutley has increased. There's no doubt about it. And people, I see it all the time, blowing through these crosswalks with people, you know, standing on the curb. So please slow down. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas NJSA 48-4-87 provides that the Director of Division of Local Government Services may approve the insertion of any special item in the budget of any county or municipality when such items shall be have been made available by law and the amount thereof was not determined at the time of the adoption of the budget. And whereas the Director may also approve the insertion of any item of appropriation for equal amount. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby request the Director of Division of Local Government Services to approve the insertion of an item of revenue in the budget of the year 2019 in the sum of $5,500, which is an item now available as revenue for the Click-It or Ticket grant pursuant to provisions of statute. Section 2 be further resolved that, like, that a like sum of $5,500 be the same as hereby appropriated under the caps and general appropriations. Be further resolved that the above is the result of revenue available from the Click-It or Ticket grant program. Be further resolved that the Township Clerk forward one certified copy of this resolution to the Department of Local Government Service. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
This one I'm not going to read. It's number 233-19. This is a grant for Municipal Alliance for $20,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Commissioner Rogers' resolution number 240-19.
Therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, recognize October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Be it further resolved that we urge all women and their families in the Township of Nutley to seek assistance in obtaining the facts and information about breast cancer, mammography, and available support groups for victims, and to participate in the program scheduled this year for residents of the Township and breast cancer survivors. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Sorry. Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas NJSA 40A-4-87 provides that the Director of Division of Local Government Services may approve the insertion of any special item in the budget of any county or municipality when such item shall have been made available by law and the amount thereof was not determined at the time of the adoption of budget. Now, therefore, resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby request the Director of Division of Local Government Services to approve the insertion of an item of revenue in the budget for the year 2019 in the amount of $53,915.71, which item is now available as a revenue from the Clean Communities Program grant pursuant to the provisions of the state statute. Be it further resolved that the like sum of $53,915.71 being the same as appropriated under the caption of general appropriations, excluded from the 5% cap, Clean Communities Program grant, $53,915.71. Be it further resolved that the above is the result of revenues available from the fiscal year 2019 Clean Communities Program grant. Be it further resolved that the Township Clerk forward one certified copy of this resolution to the Director of Local Government Services. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: Nutley High School Soccer Booster Club, license 4319, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle, to be held Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Nutley Irish American Alliance, license number 44-19, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle, to be held Friday, December 13th, 2019. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved. The municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas bids for the 2018 various roadway improvements were received and opened on Wednesday, May 30, 2018. And whereas D&L Paving Contractors, 657 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, was the low bidder. And whereas the base bid for the 2018 various roadway improvements was in the amount of $216,514, and alternate number one bid in the amount of $31,062.27, for a total bid amount of $247,576.27. And whereas the Township of Nutley entered into a contract with D&L Paving Contractors for the amount of $247,576.27, and whereas change order number one for the base bid has been authorized for a decrease in the amount of $32,671.15, and alternate number one has been authorized for a decrease in the amount of $68.43 for a total deductive change order in the amount of $32,739.58. Whereas the original contract is being decreased in the amount of $32,739.58 for an adjusted contract price of $214,836.69. Contract deduction is to be credited to account number G041-13401, ordinance number 3295A, and account number G041-04401, ordinance number 3345A. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order number one, as attached, is a change from the contract previously made by the Township of Nutley with D&L Paving Contractors for the project known as 2018 Various Roadway Improvements, and hereby is authorized and approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the board of commissioners this evening?
Going through the previous few years with the debt statements and budgets, it appears that the amount of our debt has gone down and our principal payments have gone up. I was just curious to see if that was part of the conservative effort to reduce our debts.
Exactly. We, at this point in time, our true debt outstanding as a municipality, not for the school board, but for the municipality, is $13.5 million at roughly 10 years at 2.5%. So about basically a great mortgage rate if you can get it. We have been paying that down. You're seeing accelerated payments associated with the Davis, the bike shop building on Franklin Avenue. There's no debt on that building now. It's completely paid for. And we've been paying down the Ciccolini property as well. To manage our way through that. So yes, our ultimate borrowing ceiling for the municipality is $140 million. So we're well below, and we intend to stay that way.
Okay. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners?
You know, I've been waiting for you to come in, actually. The one thing that I didn't realize was there's a park and ride in the Clifton Commons right down the street from Conduit. So my first question that I've been waiting for you to come is, why would you not take advantage of that park and ride? Why would you want to park on Conduit? You know what it is, like you're saying, like a quiet neighborhood, and these quiet neighborhoods haven't been too quiet because of the commuter parking, and I get your point that you live in Nutley and you should be able to park there. This is really a work in progress, as you know. I'm learning a lot of things about it. I learned that when we make these, parking restrictions, that it pushes the problem down to the next block as well. And I have to tell you, that park and ride being another 2 seconds for you to travel and keep these neighborhoods quiet. And I mean, if the board of commissioners like to jump in here, because this is really a pilot program still as far as I'm concerned, and I'm willing to listen to you. But, if we start allowing that, for you, how many more requests are we going to get when there's a parking area 2 seconds down the street? And I didn't know that when you came the first time. That's why I really looked into it.
Well, my whole thing, though, is that street is still a public street. There are no addresses there. And why can't there be a limited number of parking passes? Those people already have their parking lots or their driveway and in front of their house.
You know what I think we need to do? I think, we could debate this back and forth on the mic all night long here because there is a lot of questions. I really think that we need to think about this, and I would love for you to come into my office one day and, brainstorm this a little bit, because it's an issue, and no matter what we do, it creates problems, like you want to park there, I got 30 neighbors screaming at me why they don't want cars there, and so there's two sides of the story, and I'm always the first one to say up here, you know, we need to strike a balance in government to make, you know, try to give a little sugar to both sides of the parties. But it's an incredible issue in Nutley, this commuting parking. And then when you put the signs up to alleviate it, then you have the neighbors saying, why can't I park in front of my house? You know, now you're taking the parking away from my... I've been in business, I think it's, I'm embarrassed to say this, but probably about 30 years now, and a good friend of mine told me this the first day I opened up my business, which is not my one that I have now, is in a different location, and I have to heed these words. He says, Al, watch what you start, you know, and that's what I'm afraid of, you know, starting something else, because, you know, and we've all talked about this overnight parking, how this can open up the door about overnight parking, and I have gotten many calls about this overnight parking, which I am not willing to change as long as I'm sitting up here, and I don't think any of my fellow commissioners and the mayor are not willing to change. But this is a conversation that, you know, we need to have, and I respect your opinion, and I really do, and I'm not saying no at this time either, but I don't think we're going to solve this problem in 5 minutes here tonight.
Okay.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Before we adjourn, Commissioner Petrocco.
Yes, Mayor. This is a tough subject for me. As many of you guys, as many people are aware, my mom passed away on September 10th after a year battle with lung cancer. And I wanted to start with the Board of Commissioners and thank each and one of you, you know, starting with Tom for the phone calls, Mauro for all the support and visits to my mother's house, Joe, you know what you are to my mother, I should say. I want to thank Steve Rogers, Commissioner Rogers, for all the spiritual and prayers and coming and everything that he did to help me. I'd also like to thank all the law enforcement that was there that day. I want to thank Mayor Michael Venezia, a good friend of mine, and Director Sam DeMeo from Bloomfield for sending the police escort, the motorcycles. I want to thank the Mayor of Belleville and the whole council there, especially Mark Menichini, the chief, a dear friend of mine, for his help. I also want to thank Mike Gardner. At the time, I didn't even know he sent cards there from Rutherford and their chief and their staff. I'd like to thank the state police also, Dominic Oriam and James Calero, for giving my mother quite the send-off. I'd like to thank everyone from the town. I want to thank the girls in the clerk office for attending. I'd like to thank our sheriff, Armando Fontoro, for the bars. A big surprise was seeing Chris Durkin there, our county clerk, a true gentleman. I'd like to thank him. And I especially like to thank Nutley Police Department and Chief Strumler for organizing all that. It was, again, quite the send-off. The Nutley PBA for all their efforts, the fire department. I want to thank everyone from public safety. I know my head has been not in the game the last 9 months going through that with my mother, and I appreciate their support. And mainly, I want to thank all the township employees, all of your departments, the support, the stops by the deli, you know, especially when my mother was going through it. It was really heartfelt. I'd like to thank Beyond These Funeral Home. You know, when we're in these seats, Beyond These didn't do this funeral for me, but they'll get the next one, unfortunately, because Anthony and his family and his wife were true gentlemen. And ladies, but Brown's Funeral Home did an excellent job for my mom, and I'm indebted to them. I'd like to thank all my people, my employees, my friends, my family from the deli. I'd like to thank all the customers, and which all my customers are family to us, because you know how instrumental my mom was at the deli. I can't express the duffel bags of mass cards that were at the wake and have been delivered to the deli. They're still coming. I want to say thank you publicly to everyone, because I am writing thank yous, but I read every single one of them, and I still am reading them. And I never realized how important a mass card is. And I want to thank everybody for their mass cards and their all the other things that were sent to me. I'd like to thank my wife, my family. I'd like to thank Joe and Jerry. Oh, boy. I'd really like to thank Sam Corella, and I can't get in debt with her. I'd like to thank Ida Carnival also for all their support, and many, many families like the Scuddies, the Bravados, the Mitch Kays, all the people from Park Ave I grew up with. I'd also like to just mention one thing that, you know, when you get involved in politics and somehow you can't make everybody happy all the time, as we all know, I'd like to thank my mom for all the relationships because of her debt that were fractured, who are now back in my life, which is very important to me. Lastly, I'd like to thank this town of Nutley. You know, my brother said to me at the casket at the wake that day, he says, Al, I hope we don't, you know, you don't turn this into a political event. I said, Larry, you know, how can I stop that? The great news at my mom's wake was held 4 to 8 at Brown's, and we shook the last hand at 10 o'clock at night. The tribute was unbelievable. And my brother leaned next to me, and he says, as we shook that last hand at 10 o'clock, and said, you know, Al, everybody had something nice to say about Mommy. And it wasn't about you, you know, and your political career and that stuff. And that was so heartfelt, that everybody that came, and there was a line out the door, as we all know, that they all had kind words to say. Lastly, I said this once before on Facebook. My mother was a very private person. She didn't want people to know she was sick. She never complained going through it, not one time. It was unbelievable. The woman she was, all the conversations she had on the campaign trails and in the delis and the stores that we had all over town. And I sure wish I could kiss her goodnight, but if your mom's still alive, kiss her for me.
Thank you, Commissioner. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
904.
Good night, everybody.